Hey everybody, welcome to The Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 383 of Power Rangers. Power Rangers Time Force, episode 5, A Blue Streak.
It aired March 3rd, 2001, written by Judd Lynn and Jackie Marchand, directed by Kaizo Hayashi. Do we need to say who it's written by every time?
We've been doing this,
but it's the same
for 4 years,
time except for two.
Well, then how will they know it's different if we don't say all of them? If we don't say it every time,
it's different three times, and the only difference is Jackie took a couple days off. say it every time.
We gotta.
It's tradish.
You gotta. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording. We go watch an episode of Power Rangers. Then we come back and we talk about it. And you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs. Or I'm sure there's other ways to watch Power Rangers. If you taped it back in 2001 and you still got them laying around.
Got that old crusty cassette chilling
somewhere.
If you got
an old crunchy cassette, video cassette, pop it in your VCR, your video cassette recorder, I think.
And player. Although that's not part. VCR/P is a little word.
It's a little clunky. VCR, that's sexy.
that's that late 80s sexy.
That's hot. What does VHS stand for? I think it's video home system, but that makes no sense.
No.
Very.
Very high sensitivity.
Yep.
If you rewind it too fast, it snaps.
It's going to go. Anyway, that's where you just go watch Time Force. It's baller. You're going to love... Hey, if you like Power Rangers, you're going to love Time Force, I bet. And if you're listening to this show, I hope you like Power Rangers. Because if not...
Video home system.
Video home system? That was a joke that I said.
That was correct.
What does that even mean? Excuse me, the 80s...
That means it is a video for your home system or VCR.
Mr. and Mrs. Sony, I have a question about your product. Did Sony make VCRs? Did I ever make VCRs? I can't name any VCR makers. RCA.
They're all sitting around a table and they're like, we can't just call them tapes.
We can't just call it the tapes. Why not? We're going to go get a tape. Okay, why? No, because the cassette tapes got that.
Hey, you want to rent a tape?
You want to rent a tape? it's called a tape player. You put your tapes in the tape player on your video home system.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go watch Time Force.
And we're back, and we just watched A Blue Streak, and no, I don't mean the new Sonic movie.
I thought for one fleeting, beautiful second that we were going to get out of this episode without talking about Sonic.
It's called A Blue Streak, going fast.
And it's all about going fast, just like that new, buff, thick Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yep.
And his muscles.
His probably beady little hedgehog eyes.
I said this off mic, but I just want him to have literally Ben Schwartz's face. Nothing different.
And just like the texture of his face stretched over
the front of a Sonic head. And I want it blue and skin colored, blue and flesh like Sonic's face is. And I want his eyes to be human eyes. Just real human eyes. I, of course, do not want that. I do want to know why Sonic the Hedgehog doesn't wear pants but does wear shoes.
Because he runs so fast, he's got to protect his feet.
That's true. You know what? He solved it.
He would rip his pants right off because he goes so fast. Gone.
Earlier on the Discord, someone was like, he doesn't have gloves. I was like, don't need them. He's a hedgehog. And I was hoping they'd be like, but he does have shoes. I'm like, stole them. I can't wait till he's like, I can't go fast enough. I need a car and gets in a car.
That's good. There is that screenshot of a guy in a green suit driving a car.
That's Sonic.
That's Sonic going the fastest.
In a cop car.
In a cop car.
I hope he steals a cop car.
Oh, he's gotta.
I mean, it's weird that like, the other main character in this movie, other than Robotnik, is a cop. Because Sonic is like famously like a renegade outlaw.
Well, he's a rebel.
He's a freedom fighter, you don't freedom fight.
He's
with
a
the
vigilante.
Cops. Yeah. Sonic is a vigilante. He's so buff now.
Yeah. Well, he's built like an athlete.
He's ripped like Jesus.
He's, well, yeah, like a little blue hedgehog Jesus.
If Jesus was a runner, because his thighs are meaty. powerful little thighs.
It said in the interview that we can, this is a Monday episode, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that we can get to the episode stuff, that they want the speed to be realistic.
Yeah, well,
I don't know if that means he's gonna like top out at 28 miles an hour, or if he's gonna have to like build the momentum.
What if he just runs as fast as like me?
Well, no, he'll run like as. What if he runs all of like his running motion is captured by like Usain Bolt?
Okay. So, like, the fastest you could be.
I made that up. That's not real. I know I said that like a fact, but it's not a real one.
But what if he's just like, he's only as fast as a regular runner? Wouldn't that be the most disappointing thing?
I don't think, because in the animated version of the poster that we have now.
Yeah. Motion posts.
It's like a Tron. He's like a blue Tron.
Yeah.
So he goes fast, and
How fast is realistically fast for a blue alien hedgehog?
I feel like what that means is he's not gonna start out at 60 miles an hour. He's gonna have to like rev up.
I hope so.
Which I get that. I hope he has to like rev up, but he has no upper limit. Like if nothing gets in his way, he can just keep going faster, faster, faster.
That's so good. I can't wait to watch this movie. It's going to be so good. Or very bad.
They didn't know what to do with his eyes. And so whatever they ended up doing, Sega does not like.
I don't know if anyone knows. This is like kind of like one of those things like very obvious, but like until someone points it out, you don't really realize it. Sonic only has one eye.
He's got one eye and two pupils.
He's got one eye with two pupils, but his eye has like a half a eye height connector in the middle.
Yeah, there's like a bump, like a divot.
Yeah, he has a forehead dip.
He has a brow in the middle of his eye.
But like he just got one big eye, and they were like, "That's not realistic for our regular speed hedgehog." we gotta fix this. And it kind of looks like he's got one big beady eye in the silhouette.
Yeah,
like, just like ugh, like real looking out there, like a Popeye eye. And I'm just excited to see how it plays. I actually think he's probably gonna be pretty cute.
He might be.
In like an ugly kind of way.
Yeah, it'd be ugly cute. Like all the Pokemon from Detective Pikachu.
I hope they make his face very cute, but he's still like that kangaroo that... oh, by the way, that big ripped kangaroo just passed away. R.I.P. in peace.
I did see that.
More until we join him, but I want it to be that.
His name was Roger.
I want Roger... I hope Roger did the mocap for Buff Sonic. we should probably talk about Power Rangers now, right. Huh?
Do you have a spiel you need to do first? I think we just jumped right into Sonic.
We did. Okay, so morphinggreat.tumblr.com is our website. I don't know how many of those posts were marked as not as porn. Tumblr got weird.
Yeah, they do all have a photo, and some of those photos do include pictures, and Tumblr hates that.
Tumblr thinks pictures are
porn.
Too hot for TV. And so I don't know. I haven't gone through to see like what is and what is not explicit, you know, like that one where your boy Tiki is like quietly morphing. Explicit, too much.
Yeah, get that out of here.
Get out of here. Anyway, that's an old dead website. You can go to heyjackandjosh.com/morphinggrid for the archives, though. You can email us at littleidiots.morphinggrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @morphinggrid. We're on Durian Podcasts. We're on Google Play. We're on Stitcher. We're on Podknife. We're on Pod Jobs. That's one I thought of the other day, and I forgot it for like a day, and then I remembered it today.
Pod Jobs with Mike Rowe.
Yeah, Nick of Time Pod Jobs. It's when you gotta get a podcast.
I was thinking
right
Dirty
now.
Job. That was a bad joke I did. It's okay. I'm sorry, everybody.
It was like a slant rhyme to a good joke. but yeah, you go to any of those places, you can leave us a rating and review, and you can make us feel pretty good. And we haven't got any new ones for Morphin Grid in a while. So, like, hey, you know, it's like a new season.
We'll read them if they're nice.
Yeah, we'll read them if they're bad, if they're mean and angry.
If they're bad, we will read them, but we will also be pretty shitty about it.
Yeah,
so.
we get to dunk back. If you try, that's the trick. Is if you do dunk on us, we get to dunk back. It's only fair. Also, we are on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJackandJosh for as little as $1 a month. You get some neat stuff in return, including Tattoo Teenage Alien Fires from Beverly Hills episodes. I got one more in the tank. We're going to record one more, and we have one recorded that I need to edit, by which I mean I need to compress it, really. I don't do a lot of editing on those ones. They're pretty raw. But also, it's unofficial. It's not, like, written anywhere. But when we get to 1,000... Josh, you did say you would watch some Beetleborgs, and we would do an episode, a bonus episode on a couple Beetleborgs.
I think you will need to play the tape back
well,
on
I'm
that.
Well, I'm sure someone listening remembers what episode, but I don't, and it was definitely a recent one, so...
It couldn't have been that recent.
It was within the last 12.
It was within the last 5 years, I'm sure.
Definitely. For sure. Anyway, you want to talk about Blue Streak now?
Yeah.
We start off at Nick of Time, Pod Jobs. They got a new sign. It's no longer a dust-covered door sign. It's like above the door. It's very nice. Wes pulls up in his fancy new car, and he's like, wow, this is great. This is a great sign. You really outdone yourselves.
They were also like sweeping the sidewalk off.
Yeah, well, all the dust from the old sign fell on the ground.
They were cleaning up the outside.
Yeah.
Keep up appearances and then clean the inside.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's later. Yeah. If you meet him outside, you don't gotta clean the inside. It's pretty easy. But Wes pulls up. He's got a new car. Lucas loved this car. He's looking at it like he's never seen a car before. And so Wes assumes that Lucas never saw a car before.
It's a little bit like that. And it's also a little bit like, ooh.
Ooh. Ooh.
Because he like runs his fingers, because it's a convertible. So he runs his fingers like across the top of the door. And then just gets in
there's no
to
roof.
Wes's car.
There's no roof here. Yeah,
he's like, this looks like it could go fast.
Like a Sonic the Hedgehog. Like a certain buff hedgehog. It goes realistically fast. Just like I like. And then Wes gets in on the other side, and he's like, do you want to take it for a spin? Which is a totally fine thing to say, right?
Yeah.
Totally normal. This is my car. Would you like to take it for a spin? Perfectly regular. Then, I thought it was a bit that Wes was doing, but it was not. He pulls out a key and goes, this is a key. You put it in the ignition and turn it to make the car turn on.
He's treating them like aliens.
Like aliens, yes. Or reverse cave people.
Yeah. But, like, they know that.
I mean, he don't know that they know that.
I feel like 1,000 years in the future.
Uh-huh.
We're still going to have car keys.
We're kind of getting rid of them now.
That's true.
They've got a lot of those cars where, like, just bring the bob in and put it in your car and hit a button.
Some of them are just like, I don't know, have it in your pocket. It's close enough.
If it's within 55 feet of the car, I guess you can turn it on.
As long as the fingerprint matches when you push the button, your car will turn on.
What happens if you're near the car, someone hops in your car, turns it on, and then drives away? Once it gets out of range, will the car turn off?
I don't know. Is it like, is it connected, or does it just need that for the on function?
It's just like a near field communication. It's like it's like an amiibo. Like you just gotta touch your amiibo to your car soon.
This amiibo makes your car turn on. Hey, your Captain Falcon is the same frequency as your car fob.
I, for one, welcome the amiibo self-driving car future. So, Wes, I thought he was doing a bit like, this is a key, ha ha ha, you're from the future, get it? It's a joke. But no, he's dead serious. He thinks that he is an alien and does not know what cars are. And Lucas is like, oh, a key, oh yeah.
And it's weird because the voiceover is Wes giving directions while Lucas performs them. Because it's definitely Lucas's, like, leather jacket and sort of blue shirt sleeve.
It's blue.
His shirt is a nice slate blue.
It's still blue.
It is blue, but his jacket and pants and hair are all black. So he looks like a Black Ranger. And even when he morphs sometimes, I'm like, I think he's a Black Ranger.
He's a blue Ranger. So yeah, he's doing all the things because Wes is like, turn the car on. He's like, oh, whoa.
Lucas is totally doing a bit.
Oh, he's absolutely doing a bit because it cuts over to the other three and Trip goes, Wes doesn't know that Lucas is a championship race car driver, does he? And they go, nope. And then they start laughing at Wes. And Wes is like, that one's the accelerator. It makes it go. That's the brake and it makes it stop. And he goes, go, stop. Okay. No, I think I get it. And then Wes like looks back to the rest of them and turns back. And Lucas is putting on racing gloves.
They're like dirt bike
gloves. They are dirt bike racing gloves. The visual,
not your daddy's driving gloves.
The visual remains. They could have been isotoners, though.
Have the holes in the knuckles.
Yeah. For some ventilation.
For ventilation and maximum flexibility.
So you get all that good flex. You get that good grip at 2 and 10. You get all your hot hand sweat pour out of there. Not pool in your isotoner.
Then you just got your wet gloves
then
on.
You just got wet outsides instead of wet insides. It's a perfect glove. So he peels off. Wes is like, you're a what? And then he's like, I'm a race car driver. And then they just peels off. Then we go to the theme song. When we come back, Lucas is driving like a trained stunt professional / maniac.
Yes.
It's really good. It's not a good trick driving. I like that they spent the money on getting one of their guys that knows how to drive cars good.
They spent the money on the driver and also on the car. Because he pulled up in like an actual nice sports car. And I was like, oh, dang.
Yeah.
They had a bigger budget than Birdemic for this episode.
Well, to be fair, Birdemic did have that car for maybe 22 minutes.
You're right.
Also, I thought that they got the good car because they were going to have to do a footage match later. Nope.
Just because Wes is rich, so he had to have a good car.
Have a good car. It's like Alberto Del Rio. Don't point out that the cars aren't his or else his whole thing disappears in smoke. So he's driving very fast and crazy. So he gets pulled over by Sonic's best friend, the cops.
It's like Tom MacGuffin or something.
Detective Tom MacGuffin.
It's like Wachowski, because it's almost Mike Wazowski, but it's different.
Is it Mike? I think it's Mike Wachowski.
Something like that.
Officer Mike Wachowski, Sonic's best friend, pulls over. Forgot Lucas's name. Lucas.
It's Lucas.
And he's like, license, please. Doesn't care about the registration. I don't care if the car's stolen. I just want to know if you could drive it or not. And he's like, yeah, I obviously have my license right here. I'm a race car driver. Hands him a license. A little hologram pops up and it goes, my name is Lucas Kendall and I am a race car driver. I can't wait for those IDs to come out. Do I have to wait another 900 plus years or can I get one now?
Ours would be sad. It would pop up. Like, mine would pop up and be like, I am Josh Nichols and I have a Target bitch. Because I work wherever they put me.
No.
I never worked the same department twice.
It's like in Mario games where you can't walk on the same platform twice in a row.
Right.
But your job. No, it would pop up and be like, I'm Josh Nichols, and yes, I can drive.
Oh, yeah, and I can
regular
drive
cars.
Yeah, I could drive regulation vehicles.
I would give them mine, and it would be like, I'm Jake Mason, and do not let me drive a car.
I can walk.
I'm great at walking. My favorite joke is every time my ID expires, like, now I can drive. Non-driver ID expired, it's driver's license now. Baby. It's not. And the DMV does not find that joke as funny as I do, so... I don't like a lot of dad jokes, but that one gets me every time, and not the lady at the DMV that one time. So. Everyone's so serious there. I was like, all right, this is awkward. There's a cloud hanging over this place. Let me just tell a joke.
Every day they go to work, they have to go work at the DMV.
I know. Last time I got my ID renewed because I had to get on a plane. Turns out you don't need a new ID to get on a plane. If it's expired for less than a year, you can use it to get on planes.
Yeah, I definitely had a lady check mine once, and she's like, this expired. Have a good flight.
Get on the plane. I went through a lot of trouble to get my ID not only renewed, but like switched over from my old New Hampshire ID to a new Texas one. So I went to the DMV. You need 19 forms of identification. I had to get my birth certificate mailed to me. I have a birth certificate, social security, two recent bills. And they were like, we're going to need a third bill. And I was like, I don't have three bills. I'm a millennial.
I pay online.
I pay online. I don't get bills. I had to come back and print out a statement from my student loans to be like, yes, please let me not drive a car. And then
I live here. I promise.
Come on. So then, like, I get it. I go to the airport and I have the temporary paper one because they have to mail you the regular ID. And so I have the paper one. I pull it out and I go to show the lady at the airport. And she goes, oh, don't show me that. And I was like, why? They said it will work. And she's like, oh, it will. But if you show a temporary ID, we got to do the whole pat down. And I was like, I have my expired one. She's like, oh, that'll work. And I was like, it doesn't say that anywhere on your website. Why is the TSA website as obtuse as the TSA?
Why do you have to have a whole pat down?
Because it's not like it's official, but it's paper. They printed it from a regular printer that I could have done.
The same reason we don't accept them at Target.
Like, so I was like, okay. And for a second I was like, how do I get on the plane? I guess someone's going to touch my butthole. Like, I guess that's how my day's starting. This is the same airport that I got there with. I forgot to print my boarding pass. I tried at 3 a.m. right before I left to go. It was like it's too late to get a boarding pass. You got to do it at the thing. My aunt, who bought the ticket for me, because she was like flying me home for my mom's birthday to like surprise her, spelled my name wrong on the ticket. It was Jacob. The O and the B are switched, or the C and the O, or something was that. And so I get there, and I basically just like talked my way into an airport. They were like, this isn't like a boarding pass yet, and they didn't know that my name was wrong on it. None of us realized that. I was like, oh, I mean, like, it says I can go in. I just have to go to the ticket counter, right? And they're like, oh, yeah, I guess so. Go in. And I was like, okay. They didn't have to pat me down for that. But if I have a regular ID that's just paper, someone's going to touch my butthole.
This is all to say that the cop throws his ID on the floor.
Yeah, and he's like, get a new ID. And then walks away while this maniac is still in the driver's seat.
He writes him a ticket for driving recklessly.
No license.
No license. A couple other things.
Wes is like, at least you didn't see you run that red light. He's like, running a red light now?
I'll just add that onto your
put
bill.
Put that on here.
So the next, like, 10 odd jobs that they take are to pay Lucas's court fees.
Oh, yeah. Or just like to pay the
ticket.
The ticket.
Because you can't fight it.
No. Also, that's a deep ticket. So then we cut to Rancic. Rancic's like, I need something that will give me power over the humans. And that's a weird way to phrase anything. And Frax is like, they love eating and drinking. What if we starve them?
Hear me out. What if we unthaw? Or just thaw? It's just thaw.
Unthawing would be freezing, right?
I think so. What if we thaw out Pudgy Pig and he eats all the food?
He eats all the food. Okay, all right. And then Bluto's like, I love that plan. That plan is so good. And Nadira's like, that plan sucks. He's like, that plan is bad.
Nadira's like, you guys are stupid idiots. And she's like fanning herself with a fan of $100
bills. She's like, the only thing that matters in the 20th century is cash. And then Rancic's like, you're brilliant. You're as brilliant as you are sweet, my daughter. I don't know how Nadira came out of Rancic.
It's pulled her out of one of his bones.
I feel like the only thing that is like Rancic like about her is that her nails grow, and nails are like bone adjacent.
They're kind of natural swords.
A little
like
bit.
Tiny little blades. Whoa, who's her mom? Well, she's a mutant, so is she just born from the sludge?
Well,
like
I don't
know. Same sludge puddle born from?
Hey, everybody. That's too gross.
Well, you have to tell me at least.
Okay, well, you just... do it the old-fashioned way. who do you think Nadir's mom is?
I don't know. Diva Tux.
Everyone write in. Diva Tux would be 1,000 years dead. But no, Diva Tux is a yuppie. She got yuppie beamed.
Oh, you're right.
She turned into
Glenda the Good Witch.
Glenda too. What was the lady's name?
Demetria.
Demetria. She was Demetria too. Tumetria. They're like, let's get a monster to help you get some cash. And they go up, and I don't know what they said. They said, let's get, and as I said the name, you yelled bank robber.
I said bank Robert.
Bank Robert. A mint condition bank robber.
I feel like I heard her say, and she only said it as I was talking over her, and she was putting it into the thawing machine. I think I heard her say Master Kai.
I thought I heard Manta because he's a Manta, but maybe that's just because I saw Manta.
It was Manta Guy.
Oh, Manta Guy.
Oh, he's that threatening monster Manta Guy.
Bank Manta Guy Robert. So Bank Robert is a manta ray. He's like a cyber mutant manta ray.
Are they all fishy? What was the last? Last one was a frog.
Last one was a frog. Bluto's like ostensibly
like a toad, I guess.
Toad, I guess. Yeah. I think we're gonna have to keep an eye on it. But we cut back to Wes, who's given Lucas lessons. Like, what is this sign? It's like yield sign. What is this? Railroad crossing. And he does like stop sign. That one's easy. And he gets to like pedestrian crossing. He's like, what is this? And Luke is like, God, I don't know. And says, you've already done the pedestrian one. And he's like, pedestrians? He's like, yeah, you're going to get this. It's going to be fine. We cut back to Bank Robert and Nadira, and they eat some cars. There's two Nissan Cilantros, and they're like, get them. and so he like sends his tentacles out, and they grab them, and it paints them matte black and puts a little spoiler air intake thing on the front.
The turbo bump.
Turbo. Give him a turbo bump and paint some matte black.
Matte black. That's a choice.
They probably couldn't afford
that glossy paint.
Well, no, the semi-gloss.
They just went down to like Home Depot. They're like, I don't know, give us some black. And they just like brushed it onto a car.
Well, because here's the thing. Black paint is just almost as cheap as white paint because sometimes you just get black paint. You don't need to mix it. Sometimes you just have black paint there. So they're now in possession of two Nissan Cilantros, and they got, they're all murdered out. Remember how they used to call painting your car all black murdered out? Maybe they still do.
I never heard that.
Oh, well, that's a thing. I don't know why. It's because your car's going to a funeral.
I guess.
So we cut to the DMV, and Lucas is nervous, and he's just like reciting some things he knows.
I thought that they were in a line
to get inside the DMV.
To get like either, well, yeah, to get inside. Because if you've ever been to a DMV past 9 in the morning, you have to wait outside.
It's a nightmare.
But he goes over some stuff. I don't remember exactly what he was going over. Probably signs. And
it was like speed limits of various areas.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And Wes is like, all right, you're going to do great. And then the camera pulls back, and they're next to a car, and he gets in. It's his turn.
Yeah, and he's a student driver. It's a student driver car. Hey, I have a question. I've never gotten a driver's license, right?
You can't just go take a driving test, I don't think.
But like, let's say you could, right? Let's say you just like you call ahead, like sign up, like, hey, I got to do a driver's test so I can get my license. They're like, yeah, sure. You go, you take the test, you do your practical exam. You drive around, you pass that, you get up to the DMV window, and you don't have a social security number because you're from the year 3000. How do you get a license if you're negative 990 some odd years old?
That is a great question. Power Rangers is don't not care. Equipped to answer that.
I guess. So he sits down in the car, and he's like, there's a guy sitting there, looks like Seymour the Scientist from that one Pokemon episode. And he's like,
the Mount Moon episode, if anyone's curious.
Yeah, it's bad. He's like, I'm Mr. Pickens, and my motto is a safe driver is a happy driver. And he's a lot.
He is pretty extra.
Yeah.
I think that is the correct use of the
word. I think so, if I've read the internet correctly. So
I'm on about chapter 15 of the internet.
I just got past new slang, and it's already old slang now. I'm too old to keep up.
Yeah, so I just don't.
I just make up a lot of my own words. I got this sneeze stuck in my nose. It's driving me buggy. I can feel it in my eyes. Just come out. Just come out and play, sneeze. It's like on the roof of my mouth. It sucks. So we cut back to Nadira and Bank Robber, and they're tooling around in their new Nissan Cilantros, and they're all murdered out Nissan Cilantros, and they are... they see a... Sorry, the joke caught up to me. I just tried...
You're trying to outrun it, but... Jake,
I am not fast enough.
You're too slow.
I'm too slow. I'm not a Goku at all. I'm too slow.
Oh, man, this new Sonic looks just like Goku.
He's strong
just like Goku.
He's strong and buff just like Goku, trained in a parabolic chamber just like Goku.
Yeah, he's got running sneakers just like Goku.
Just like Goku. He's got cool sneaks, got hair like Goku. That's his dad. Sonic is from planet Goku.
Oh, they also said in that interview that there would be part of the movie that's not on Earth.
Yeah, it's on Mobius.
So I don't know if it starts there, if it ends there.
Well, what if he runs all the way to Earth? Is that realistic, do you think?
Well, he can only approach but can't achieve the speed of light. If he goes faster than light, I'm out. But
then he wouldn't be Sonic. He'd be Luminic.
Photonic?
Photonic. Light. Be
okay, moving on. Oh my God. This sneeze has got you crazy.
You can't casually drop Devin's ghost quotes. I think the sneeze is starting to leak out my eyes.
Well, any way to get it out.
So, like I said, tooling around. And they're all murdered out, Nissan Cilantros, and they see an armored car, and Nadira's like, get that, bank on wheels, as they start driving after it. And these two wimpy-ass armored car drivers see two poorly painted Nissan Cilantros, and they panic.
They go, oh God, don't stop going.
Just go. We gotta outrun them. We gotta go fast. And so they start driving. And they shoot at the car a little bit. And then Bank Robert just jumps and turns into a kite and lands on it and, like, nummies down on the top of it. And then we kind of cut away, and I'm assuming they get all the cash. But we don't really see what happens.
No, we don't, because the only cash we see them get is, like, from a bank, right?
Yeah.
Because it was not the... It was not the cash from this car that they were stuffing into their trucks.
No, that was like that was like a bank. Maybe it was an armored car. I don't actually remember.
I felt like a bank.
I felt banky to me. Oh, BT does. Before we left, Mr. Pickens and Lucas, he's like, "All right, you got your seatbelt on, your mirrors adjusted, you're not in your park brake, your emergency make the car smell funny lever is down or up, whichever one's the good one.
Disengaged.
It's not engaged. It's in the neutral position. All right, you're good to go." And then Lucas, like, touches the gas.
I don't think he did. I think he took his foot off the brake, and Seymour is like, "Whoa, dude!
Where's the fire?" It's like, all right, you're a nightmare.
Get out of the car. I want to take this with somebody else.
I feel like as an adult, you can say that, but he's like a weird half adult, half kid. He's a Power Rangers adult.
He's like 8, 19.
Yeah, old enough to be a championship race car driver, but like not old enough to know that he can challenge authority.
Technically an adult, but like a transitioning teen.
Yeah. I mean, you're really not even a human being until you're like 23, 24. Like, you're still like this like uncooked pile of mashed potatoes trying to figure it out. Just trying to navigate this crazy world. And, like, you can't be held accountable for a lot of your decisions. We cut back to Lucas after the armored car thing. And Lucas sees Nadira and Bank Robert just whipping around in their Nissan Cilantros. And just, like, first of all, not obeying any traffic laws.
They are in this weird, like... back alley, I feel like.
They're in, like, an alley in the abandoned warehouse district.
They're like, yeah, they're parked behind the warehouses at the docks.
Yeah. Like, well, there's not a lot of cars there, so it's a good place to drive. It's that or a Hannaford's parking lot.
To be fair, I think Lucas, because he has him like pull up to the curb.
Yeah.
And I think he was like exactly however far away from the curb they tell you to be.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a picture perfect pull over.
Well, Mr. Pickens is impressed with Lucas. He's like, you aced this.
After that initial scare.
Yeah. After you calmed down. After you had the jitters.
But then the bad guys drive by and Lucas is like, well, I have to blow this. I'm sorry.
He's like, hey, buckle up. Which he already was, but like, good to check.
Do it again if you can.
Pickens is like, oh, some kids like speeding around here. They don't obey traffic laws like you do. And Lucas is like, yep, buckle up. And then bootleg 180s, this like Ford Focus, and just starts chasing them. Pickens dies of a heart attack. Basically,
pretty much, he's just shrieking for, I'm assuming, the entire car chase.
Yeah, so there's a whole big chase. I didn't write anything that happens in it. At the end, the bad guys get away because they go down like an alley and take a turn real quick. And Lucas does not take it as quick as they do and runs into a bunch of boxes. A lot of boxes all over, like cardboard boxes, just all over the place.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
Mr. Pickens. Or Pickett, as I heard, but you heard Pickens.
It
and
might
I think
have been Pickett. I don't know. He just looks so much like Seymour.
He does.
I don't know his real name.
It doesn't matter. This big old dork is like brain fried. Like he's just like screaming, but then he stops. He's just like, and then we cut to Wes and Lucas running into the clock tower to tell the others about Nadira. And they're like, Nadira's got wheels now. And they're fast.
They go so fast.
We're never going to catch her.
They go faster than the student driver car I was in. We can never catch up.
We'll never get her. And then Trip goes, wait a minute. I've got an idea.
Trip puts in a little bit of work. Just some like character stuff in the 2 minutes of like actual screen time he gets this episode. He runs up the stairs like he has 3 frames of animation.
Yeah,
it's like arms down, halfway, and up, and he just like goes up the stairs like Pac-Man. Or like the townspeople from Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah. So he gets up the stairs and he like rummages through some stuff. And he picks up this another yellow case.
Is it another one or is it the same one?
I think it's a different one.
Well, because the first one had the laser
jet
in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he holds it up above his head like Link and he's like, I found it.
I got it.
And everyone's like, found what? And he just comes running all the way back down the stairs.
And then he opens it up and he's like, he like does this thing where he like psychically lifts up what's in there and then like tosses them, so then they like go from toy size to regular size.
Yeah, he pops it open and there's a bunch of toys in there, and then he psychically grows them, I guess. I thought he had some kind of weird like
contraption. Maybe
I don't know if he did or not.
Anyway, he's like, these are the vector cycles, it's a bunch of motorcycles. They get their new motorcycles. And everyone's like, wow, these toys are great and kids should buy them. You should buy these toys. Lucas is like, it's beautiful. Jen's like, yeah, this is great. And then I forget what Katie says.
Katie's basically like, these go fast.
These toys are the coolest toys you can buy.
There's no way Nadira can outrun these toys.
Not if you buy them at your local Walmart or KB Toys. Or Toys R Us, I guess, if you're fancy. I don't know why I...
Because KB Toys was...
That's the working man's toy store.
That was the
Dusty Rhodes toy stores.
That was like the 90s toy store.
Yeah, but I feel like it was only in New England. I don't know if it was anywhere else. But
maybe. I don't know.
But like KB Toys was like the toy store we could get to because the Toys R Us was in Manchester or Worcester or Leominster, rather.
For me, KB Toys was in the mall in Leominster, and Toys R Us was next to that same mall.
So,
but I always went to KB. I don't know. It was like a small little hole in the wall, and it just felt better to be in there.
Yeah.
One time I went in and I found this Ultimate Warrior action figure. So I'm in KB, and my mom is in like some mom store. A different mom store. And I found this Ultimate Warrior action figure, and so I brought it to my mom.
You left the store.
I left the store with it. And I was like, Mom, can I get this? And she was like, you need to bring that back right now. And then she bought it for me.
Nice.
And his arm also popped off.
is Jeff Hardy, the long descendant of Ultimate
Well, Jeff
Warrior.
Hardy had a lot more points of articulation. He had like this, the Warrior had this weird like metal nub sticking out.
Oh no.
Which he definitely used as a new finisher to just like stab people with the chest.
Seems like cheating.
I mean, it kind of is.
Lex Luger had a plate in his forearm that he uses as a finisher, so like basically the same deal. So anyway, we cut back to Nadira putting a bunch of cash in her trunk. That's, I think, at a bank. Not 100% sure. Pretty sure it's a bank. Might be that same armored car. Anyway, they drive off, but the Rangers shoot them, and they're on the Vector Cycles, which I think is a pretty great name for motorcycles.
It is. I don't know. I don't know what Vector has to do with time.
I don't think anything, but it just sounds cool.
Chronocycles.
But then you'd think they might time travel.
Oh, I guess that's true.
So
these ones you can scale them up big and you don't lose any.
Yeah, or they're like
any
the
detail.
No, I'm thinking of vertices. Vector is also like an angle of approach, I think.
It could be.
Like when you're in like a plane, when like Mongoose and Iceman are like, we got a Vector. I haven't seen Top Gun in a while, so I don't know.
Vector is also a man.
Is it a Megan Man?
No, it's just Vector Man. It's a game for the Sega Genesis. Super hard.
Right, he's like the bunch of circles.
He's just a bunch of spheres. Yeah, video games got a little weird for a while.
They did. Sega games are like from another universe to me.
Very strange.
Because, like, there's Sonic, right? Everyone knows Sonic. And Sonic's like, what if Mario was unplayable? He's just too fast.
He's not that fast.
He goes too fast, Josh.
He doesn't go that fast.
You don't get to see any of the level. You're running so fast, you don't see any of the cool level.
There's a lot of good platforming.
You hold
Sonic's 1 through Knuckles are very good.
1 through and Knuckles.
And then Mania. 1 through Knuckles and Mania are one timeline, and they are all very good.
I also think Sonic Adventure 2 Battle is a good game.
No, the adventure games are fine.
I never played the first one. Not extensively, anyway.
Anyway, we can't keep talking about Sonic.
No, sorry. Here's what I'm saying.
I could do a whole podcast. Like, I truly like Sonic in my heart, so I could just talk about it.
I like the idea of Sonic more than I like the video games of Sonic.
That's fair.
And I like Sonic Underground more than I like the video games of Sonic. So when they showed a picture of Punk Sonic, Punkic, or whatever, and he was greenish and had like a leather vest on.
That's Scourge?
Scourge
the Hedgehog?
Scourge?
Or maybe it's Scorch. Anyway, that's Sonic from an alternate universe where he's a bad guy.
That motherfucker is Sonic's brother, Manic the Hedgehog from Sonic Underground.
No, it's Scourge.
100% it's the same design. They stole Manic and they changed his name and origin and they thought they could pull it off, but they can't. If he's got a magic drum set that hides in a necklace, it's confirmed.
I don't think he does. I think he's just Sonic, but with, like, a bad attitude.
But sickly? Isn't Shadow just Sonic with a bad attitude?
No, Shadow is Sonic, but, like, emo. And then Scourge is Sonic, but, like, a punk ass.
It's just Manic. It's just Manic the Hedgehog. Anyway, we do another chase scene. I didn't write anything down. It's just a chase. They do chases. They shoot guns.
One really cool thing happens. Lucas jumps off of his bike into the car and does like a super sweet 15-second fight with a crony.
Oh, I wish I would have paid attention to that.
It was very cool. And then he kicks it out because they're on this like open road with nothing around them in the city, I guess, with just occasional like box pockets on the sides of the road.
Somebody was transporting empty cardboard boxes, but built them first. And then they all fell off the truck.
We know they're stunt boxes.
Yeah.
But it's still like, that's not how the world looks.
I wish it was. Driving would be fun. I would try that. If I could just hit some boxes every now and again.
Yeah.
I would actually be worried that like things were in there.
Well, yeah. You don't know where those boxes came from. You don't know their life. You don't know their story.
Yeah. So anyway, at the end, Wes cuts off Nadira in his motorcycle. They like start skidding.
Oh, at one point, Jen is like, I'm going to take you downtown, or so, she says something like, I'm going to arrest you.
Yeah.
Does a jump over the car and shoots around it, but never actually connects with anything.
Yeah, bad move, Jen. I don't know what that was supposed to do, but Wes doesn't. He pulls in front, and then there's like start trying to like skid turn. Instead of like hitting Wes, the Power Rangers that they hate, I don't know why you wouldn't just hit him with your car. It's pretty effective. He pulls his gun out, just like straight up shoots the car, like shoots Nadira, basically.
Yeah, he doesn't care about that matte paint job.
Yeah, it sucks. you gotta get some gloss on that, some high quality, some gloss, some
some gloss.
Just get some. I'm trying so hard, Josh. I don't know what. I had nothing for that. I had nothing, and I just kept making words happen. Anyway, then Bank Robert pops out, and they fight Bank Robert. And Circuit's like, use your weapons. Or no, they have their weapons out, because they all call their weapons. By the way, their Chrono Sabers, one of them is a little shorter. One's an hour hand, one's a minute hand. It's a very good touch. This time,
it comes out at 3 o'clock.
Did they both come out at 3 o'clock?
Wes's did. I didn't see.
I think Lucas's might have, too. Lucas's. I don't remember.
Yeah, but he had the big one up and the other one to the left.
Yeah.
I think he holds it the same way for whatever his finishing blow is called, too. He, like, jumps up, and I think he holds them the same.
I think so. I'm not
100%. Do they have different powers for different times?
I hope so.
That would be so cool.
That would be very good.
Instead, he's just going to do 3 o'clock every time.
Sometimes they do 6. They do the up and down.
Do the high noon.
Yeah.
Double blade stab.
Lucas says he had his as like a Darth Maul kind of double-edged thing most of the time. They do a big fight with their weapons after they beat everybody. Bank Robert is like, yeah, I'm going to kill you. Wes gets grabbed, and Lucas makes the save, and they do like a high-five kind of maneuver. And then Robert is cocky.
Yeah, this is weird, because Wes hits his chrono shot or whatever it is. And it's like, got him. And then Robert pops up and is like, you didn't get me, nerd. I'm so strong and powerful.
And Circuit's like, hey, you put your weapons together. I'm sending you a JPEG.
I have another question about this now. Because he sends the instructional PowerPoint presentation on how to put the... Well, so they all have big guns?
They all have big guns, and I'm pretty sure they all also have chrono sabers.
Okay.
But they just pick and choose. Because Jen had chrono sabers the first time we saw her, but this time she has a big gun.
Oh, another cool thing happened during this fight. This fight was very good. I know we're kind of just they jump over and whatever.
Yeah, this was a good fight, though.
When they're on the ground, at one point, Katie just has her giant gun just like casually up on her shoulder. Yeah. And she's just like walking in a straight line, blasting cronies with it.
Yeah.
It's pretty rad.
Wes does a thing where he like does like the run two fingers up the sword, and now it's like glowing. And he like swings it around, and the beam is like 50 feet long and just like chops up a bunch of cronies. And Lucas does the same thing, but he shoots a lightning bolt through like 12 in a row. Jen and Trip at one point are like back to back, just like lighting them up.
Yeah.
It's very good. It was a really good fight scene. They put all their guns together in the, I think it's called the Vortex Blaster.
They put all their big guns into the biggest gun.
They make it it's the biggest gun. It's enormous.
It's huge.
It's gigantic. They shoot him. He's like, oh, I'm dead. Just kidding. And he picks his scab and then he grows.
Ugh.
He's like,
that's the one that's going to stick.
I think so. He does a little scab pick, and he grows big. He gets real big. They call their Zords. Zords get punched back through time. This is a long Zord fight, like a longer Zord fight.
It was, but about half of it was sequences.
It was a lot of sequences, but the fighting was good.
It was.
All the fighting stuff was good, and I enjoyed like that they gave it the weight and like the time that it deserved. I did check my Twitter, so I don't remember a ton that happened.
Here's what happens. It transforms into blue mode, lands in blue mode, gets caught immediately, and Jen says we should try red mode. While it's still caught, it breaks apart into the separate ships, which causes Man Ray, what's his name?
Robert.
Which causes Robert to like get blown back. They land in red mode, they kill him.
Yeah. Lucas is like, you're out of time. How many times do you think they can say that? It wasn't you're out of time. It was your time's up.
I think every time.
Well, I hope so. Also, at one point, back when they were fighting as humans in regular mode. I don't know why, but they did some Matrix moves where Lucas and Wes jumped up and were perpendicular to Bank Robert, just floating around his head.
Yep, in a circle, shooting him on in every angle of his skull.
Yeah, like his whole 360 degrees of his skull got shot at. It looked a little funny. It looked a lot, yeah.
They did a few laps.
So the Zords leave.
Like, yeah, they're still in them. And the Zords like go back through the time warp, which pushes them out.
Just dumps them out.
And so they just dump onto the ground. And Katie's like, what the hell?
Well, everybody dumps on the ground except Jen, who lands on her feet.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Wes face plants, tripping Katie. And Lucas were just in various states of, like, caught off guard and landed, like, on their butt or whatever. And Jen just, like, lands on her feet and stands up immediately and is, like, totally fine. And, yeah, Katie's like, why don't they just stay here?
Good question, Katie. I was asking that last episode.
Yeah, and Tripp's like, well, they have to go back to refuel because we don't have the fuel here to do it yet anyway.
Which I think is what you said last episode.
Yeah, I don't remember, like, the specifics. Like, I remember some, like, big things and some weird little things and, like, an outfit that Jen wears later because I'm only human. And, like, I did not remember that was the actual reason. That's the only thing that made sense to me. And guess what? It also made sense to Power Rangers because that's what they did. Very excited when Power Rangers make sense. It's a cool time.
Yeah.
So then we cut to Mr. Pickens handing some. He's in like a.
He's got a neck brace and a sling and probably like a head bandage on.
He definitely had a head bandage. He had a crutch. He's handing some woman a big sheet of legal pad.
That I'm assuming he wrote, she can have a license on.
Give her the license. And he's like, a safe driver is a happy driver.
Oh, yeah, we forgot to say he has a catchphrase.
I think I mentioned it, but I don't know if I did or not. I felt like I did. Either way, it's a dumb catchphrase.
Well, yeah, he's a dumb guy.
Yeah. Yeah. So then Lucas pulls up, pokes his head, he's like, hey, it's me again. I'm ready to take my test a second time. Hop in. And he has a nervous breakdown and throws his paper and starts running and forgets all about his broken leg.
Yeah. Poor dude.
Yep.
I have a couple questions.
Okay.
Does Lucas still need his license if he can drive a vector cycle?
What if he gets pulled over on the vector cycle?
What if he's morphed?
Well, I mean, if you're just going to get some groceries, you're not going to go
morph. You might. There's no rules now. You can morph whenever you want.
Well, yeah, but they're from the future, and like they're kind of like fugitives from the future a little bit. You don't want to blow your cover, you know, because you don't want to affect the time stream.
I guess they actually have
a better reason to not reveal their identities than every other Power Ranger thus far.
My other question is, does anybody else do the driving portion of the test? Or does he have to go to a new school?
I think he might have to go to a new school. Or when Mr. Pickens threw his papers and ran away, Lucas just grabbed one and said, like, go ahead.
Yeah, I just, like, checked off the license just, like, box.
Did it. Here you go, ma'am. I don't have any forms of ID. Please just give me that ID, that license to drive.
What's a bill?
We don't have those in the future.
I work at Nick of Time Odd Jobs. My name is Lucas.
My name is Lucas Kendall.
Here's my old ID that I need to sacrifice to you.
I didn't have to give my ID up, but it's a non-driver, so, like, what's the worst I can do with it?
Yeah.
Here's a bad picture of me from New Hampshire. My new license is actually one of the best pictures I've ever taken, I think.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. But that's it. That's the end of the episode. And I started, Josh.
Yeah.
What's the best?
I think the best is Tripp getting the bikes.
Really?
I think so. Okay. I don't know. It was just like a real fun moment because he was just so goofy, but so proud and excited about the motorcycles that he found.
When he found them, he was like, I got them.
So I found it.
I did it. I'm going to say the best is Lucas playing along with Wes being very, like,
that was also
like
very
condescending,
good.
And then be like, oh yeah, a key, oh, an accelerator makes it go. All right. It sounds wild. I'm excited. And then just taking him for a literal ride. What's the worst?
It's Mr. Pinkins, I think. I don't know, because there's nothing in the episode that was bad.
Yeah,
and his catchphrase, maybe, if we want to get that specific.
His catchphrase bugs me because it definitely feels like something another show would put as a catchphrase that they didn't realize was bad.
Yeah, it's just like, we need a catchphrase. Oh, a blank something is a blank something.
Yeah. And in this show, it seems like they did that on purpose.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I trust Time Force enough to be like, let's give him a real dumb one that everyone's going to hate.
His stupid bow tie.
Yeah, he's just bad. A lot of bad decisions. I think my worst I'm going to say is... No, I guess I got to give it to Pickens, too. Specifically his catchphrase, because I just didn't like it. I did actually kind of like Mr. Pickens, because he was, like, exactly the worst person to be the driving instructor, and I liked that about him.
Yeah.
But, yeah, his catchphrase is just, like, dumb. But I don't know if it's on purpose or not. I still don't like it. Who's the MVP?
I don't know, man. I guess Lucas.
Yeah.
Because no one else really did anything?
I think Lucas, because number one, good driver. Not according to the cops, but he's a good driver. And number two is because he's like, I will pass this test if I just turn around and drive back, but there's bad guys, can't do it, gotta go.
Yeah.
I'm Power Rangers, the rules. I like that about Power Rangers.
Yep.
So yeah, Lucas is MVP. Now we gotta rank it.
I think this does not mean I think this episode is bad.
It's the worst so far?
I do think it's the lowest so far.
I like it. I think last episode I said, like, oh, next one's a good one. And I think this is a good one, but it's not the one I was thinking of. The one I'm thinking of, there's a little girl in.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought it was this quick, and it wasn't. But that episode is pretty great from what I remember. I don't want to talk it up too much, but I remember very much liking it last time I watched it. But, yeah, I think this is the worst of the bunch, but it's still good.
It's still good.
Still, like, better than most Lost Galaxy episodes.
We worsted something we kind of liked.
Yeah.
So
you know worsted, you're doing good. Worsted.
We worsted it.
We bested and we worsted.
We gave a worst.
We worsted it.
To something we sort of liked.
Yeah. So coming in at number four, A Blue Streak.
And plus, we got to make a lot of good Sonic goofs.
We did. We really did. And it's only in an hour three, so we got to get out of here. We got to go fast, Josh.
Right.
You're too slow. Anyway, that's all the Sonic jokes we have until Friday, at least. So we will see you on Friday for another episode. Josh, what's it called?
Oh, I don't know. I looked up VHS and now it's gone.
Ah, dang it. It's called Video Home System.
It's called A Parting of Ways.
Okay. Genuinely no idea what could happen in that one. I'm excited. But that's on Friday, but until then,
may the power protect you.
No? Oh, I can feel it in there. It's like right here.
Oh.
It's just waiting.